This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2019.
Open forum then. Anybody got anything brought up?
Just to say that we had our usual sort of six-monthly flood meeting just to monitor what's going on. Few people from the village turn up, and we meet at Blackhall once every 6 months, so just keeping it under our eye and seeing what's going on. And basically, I think everything's being done as much as we can do to keep the drains and the flooding going into the right courses. So just to let you know, we did that.
I was accosted, I think that's the right word, today by a parishioner in North Hewish on the subject of the defibrillator or the lack of. I was able to reassure the parishioner that we had been doing our best, that we had applied for the grant, hadn't been we hadn't been successful, we were pursuing other possibilities, which I think is true. Was pointed out to me by my riding companion that it might be an idea for North Hewish to gather themselves together and do some fundraising themselves. It clearly hadn't occurred to the parishioner. But anyway, I mean, it was mentioned to me, so I said I would bring it up again. I mean, it is something we're aware of. It is something we have tried to do something about so far without success. But I think.
And could I add to that? I was approached by a parishioner from an adjoining parish who made various suggestions as to how we could provide a defibrillator. I'm not sure whether you would want to follow them up, but the suggestions are.
Well, the simple fact of the matter is,
it is harder for them up in
seeking money from left, right, and centre, but none that we've ever.
We'll look into that after the elections in there.
Okay,
that's probably the best thing to do.
Yeah. Could I think Dean Pryor, which is also probably on a par with you, is probably the two smallest parishes that we look after. They've recently done one, and I think they did theirs through Heartstart. Karen Gilbert is she's the clerk of Dean. I'm sure if you email her, she would explain how they got there. I mean, other parishes have done it in different ways. Holman Scarton got theirs through the tap fund about a couple of years ago. Rattray, we've got one which was we've probably had for about 3 years, which was. I think that was funded through the parish actually paid for that one. And that one's on the lich gate of the church because they've got to go in a cabinet which needs an electricity supply. Mm-hmm. So, but it only needs a bulb, so it's on the lich gate of the church. And so there are lots from that. But Dean is the most recent one, and I remember. I think these people came up from Plymouth and gave them a presentation.
We do have one here.
We've got one in Avonmore.
We just don't have one in North Hewish.
Oh, I see.
We were offered training, by the way, from Dwayne Parish. I think I sent it on to you, I think.
I don't know. I saw Sue Franklin who told me about it.
I mean, I think it is something that we're aware of. It's something we can pursue, and I think possibly it would be a good idea to contact Dean Pryor. It was pointed out to me there were two, it being a small hamlet, I suppose you call it, really, that there were two people with heart problems in the village. So you know, it is something that they're.
You'd have to find where to put it.
Yes, quite. Yeah.
The only thing I've had brought up to me by parishioners is what's going on at Barnicombe. Residents in Horsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a lot, apparently. So, if you could just minute that, please. As a resident, to see that I've
a lot of work in that, though, isn't it?
A lot of work in that.
Yeah,
OK. came past it.
It's not in our parish, is it?
No, it's not.
It's in South Brent.
Do you want me to contact South Brent and see what they can tell us about it?
Yeah, that would be good, please.
Would it be in the planning at all?
They don't send us adjoining planning and information anymore. We
no,
used to get
there is a planning application, but nothing to what they're doing.
But we used to
get. Don't correspond.
We used to get information on adjoining pieces, but South Hans is not going to send us any planning in future anyway, is it?
Are South Brent aware that what's going on is not working?
Probably not.
I will contact Fred Brent and ask him what's going on.
Break the parish council on Monday night, so we can possibly put in the
fire. Well, it might ring some alarm bells for them as well, might
it?
I think that's the trouble. When things are out of a specific area, they on the sort of outskirts of South Brent or Ugba, for instance, nobody actually knows, do they?
No.
Because it's,
okay, anything else in open forum?
Well, just within the open, I'll speak within the open court office. You know, I don't get here very often, large, obviously, because your meetings are nearly always first or second Tuesday, which either if it doesn't clash with Rattray, which I'm a member of, then it clashes with Holm and Scarreton, which, you know, we go to. So,
oh, it's a way away.
Yeah, so the fact that this one is out of sync, etc., has given me the opportunity to come.
Well, welcome.
But I haven't heard any massive complaints that you're being underrepresented by my colleague here, so.
Could we dare?
You could. So I'm sort of, you know, reasonably content, but we do try and sort of cross over when, you know, when things allow. So,
thank you.
It would be quite nice if you included both of us on the when the minutes and everything.
Absolutely.
Because most of the other parishes do, and then at least if we don't come, we know
you exist.
Well, we've got an idea as to what the issues are.
Yeah.
And if there's,
sure.
Yeah.
The only other thing I'd like to say on the forum, we are both standing for re-election.
Good.
I'm not sure whether I'm allowed to mention that. Does that come under purdah or whatever?
No, we're not in purdah yet.
We are tomorrow.
Thursday.
I think it might be best not to mention names. After last year, I'd rather not take chances.
No, we're not.
Understand that. But, I mean, that wouldn't possibly.
We've got our fingers well and truly wrapped.
Yes, that wouldn't possibly have any connection with the fact that I've turned up.
No, one would think that.
No,
absolutely.
No.
Okay, so moving on to the meeting proper. Apologies for absence, Councillor Bell and Councillor Hunt. Declaration of interest.
We'll deal with this as we go along, if you like. As normal.
Per usual.
Yeah, there will be something.
It's a plan issue.
Yeah.
May we agree that the minutes of the last meeting were a true record of what occurred? Sure. Seconder?
It's only one page.
Thank you. Matters arising therefrom.
I have in my hands a piece of paper that I imagine the party to be relation to the registration.
It's amazing. I had two emails about that. I think I sent them both on to you, but why did you come to me, Lord?
I think I put your contact as the initial one because it makes sense to keep the clerk as the main contact on the basis of...
Yeah, because the clerk doesn't... Well, the position of the clerk doesn't change.
Precisely.
Make sure I'm getting this in the right place. It's three.
Is there anything arising from it?
A couple of things, probably. No information yet on the Cobley Way Board. I think the work tends to take a little bit of time.
Right, so you can't really apply for...
Not until it's been... We don't know what... I mean, it'll be about £100, but we don't know.
Right.
And the other part, the cost to replace the panel, I've had no response whatsoever from the AONB. But there is a certain member of the AONB who has all of the original... I don't know what they are, sort of skins and graphics. And she has told me that. I've written to her to ask if she could get a quote for us in terms of getting a new panel 2 months ago now. Mm. I reminded her through her husband 1 month ago now. She may or may not have got the reminder.
Well, she probably didn't.
But nothing has happened. But I think if I minute that we haven't had any information yet, it might reach
someone.
I'll
ask her.
If you talk to the lady concerned.
I will.
Thanks.
One thing of note, I can see there, is that when there was a request for a tree warden, and Councillor Bell willingly volunteered, there was a shirty email from whomever it was that's in charge of this gig, because he hadn't replied to her within a matter of 2 days or something. And her attitude was, well, if he can't be bothered, why is he asking? I thought, it was only 2 days. You know, talk about trying to put people off volunteering. And then she followed up by saying, as a matter of general principle, it was better if tree wardens weren't on the parish council. I thought,
who else is going to get? Yes.
So I thought that was really rather...
Considering we've advertised so many times.
That was the tree warden coordinator or whatever for the whole area.
I think she's
not an officer at St. Helens, is she?
No, I think she's a volunteer herself.
She seemed terribly important.
She's in charge of the trees.
Yeah, so anyway, that was just an observation, which I don't mind going on record, because I thought it was well out of order, to be honest.
But the only thing that comes not from this meeting, but one before this, really, remember we had that set of plans drawn up for slow signs and 30 signs around the play park area. And I have been back in contact with the county highways side and told them that while you are interested, you don't have the money available to pay for it, which he wanted you to, £500 I think it was. But I have told him that after April, when locality budgets are stocked up to the brim with money, we may just put in another sort of request to county. And
could I suggest that you ask County Councillor Hosmer here?
Yes, I think the letter that I sent will probably reach him anyway, because he seems to be in on these things. But I have already mentioned the possibility to Councillor Hosmer.
I was going past the Play Park, I can't remember how long ago it was, about a fortnight probably, and there were certainly a couple of people in there looking as if they were inspecting it.
Oh!
That's
the first time this year,
Well, they were wandering around gazing at things, so I assumed that was an inspection.
Because didn't we pay for a year's inspection?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was going to bring this up under finance, terms of money and things.
But there were bodies on the ground, let's put it that way.
Whether they were Seth Ham's ones... Matter,
they didn't look very shifty.
I think normally what happens with ours, the locality officer looks at it once a month originally. He looks at it and flags up anything and then it will be inspected by Allianz once a year or once every 6 months.
Could I bring that on the finance? Because I think we need to
look
at this seriously.
Yeah. The only thing I would like to bring over at Play Park is I picked up an awful lot of beer cans and bottles in the field, and I picked up a suspect.
Again,
something else.
Could I add to that then, please? Because I had a phone call from one of our parishioners who'd in fact been in touch with a councillor who isn't here tonight, complaining about the state of the plane park. It was in a bit of a mess, according to this parishioner. And so it was while I was in my sick bed, in fact.
But I
went down to the plane park because it sounded awful. It was awful. And I cleared it. There were beer cans, over 10 beer cans there. There were broken bottles. There was a whole lot of waste paper, foul waste paper, some of it, which I wouldn't have picked up if I hadn't been wearing plastic gloves. It really was horrible. And I cleared the whole lot. And felt a little bit fed up for two reasons. One, that it was there anyway and it shouldn't have been. It's probably the same luck bits your field. But secondly, that it's not really my job to go into the plate and mark and pick a rubbish. But I felt that if I didn't do it then, some child might go in there and cut themselves or something, and I'd have felt awful then. But
I've still got this bottle at home. I was going to get that. Well, I was going to hand it to the police station, right? Because yes, it would give them a bit of an idea of what goes on.
It happened once about 2 or 3 years ago, and I did a similar clear up at that time. This is the first time it's happened since then. My guess is we're talking young people, teenage people.
Yeah, probably from outside the village.
Who knows?
Possibly.
Could be. Although we could be a collection of outside and inside, well, in the sense people meeting up for a party or whatever. Yeah.
It's a shame we have,
I have no idea.
Those nature cameras to see what's
But
there.
Anyway, it's cleaned up and it's clean at the moment, but it will be being supervised more closely from April onwards, I gather. But we'll come to that later.
You didn't have a sniff of what was it? No, I didn't, but I could see exactly what was going on.
Okay, reports. Do we have anything from Councillor Hoskins?
No.
Okay. I invite District Councillor Steerger's report.
Well, thank you, Chairman. Hot off the press that our joint local plan has been advised that it's sound, the inspector's found it sound. So that will come into being, it'll be adopted on Thursday. On Thursday, by us, by South Arms, and then Plymouth and West Devon on Tuesday next week. So hopefully that'll give the planning department a bit more teeth of where the development will go and where it won't. Bits and pieces. Quite an interesting email I had today to tell me that the Empire's going to be shut the weekend from Brexit.
The what?
Brexit Direct Action Group are going to shut the Empire on Friday evening until early Saturday morning. The standstill roadblock. I'm amazed that the police will allow that to happen.
Empire blocked where?
Junction 30.
Oh, that's Taunton, isn't it?
No,
it's Exeter.
Junction
30 is the
services.
It's the first exit. It's the first exit.
It's the first one you come to going this way. The 29 and 30 are very close together.
That is astonishing. Isn't it?
This weekend.
That's what it says. It says several protests by Brexit direct action have been planned, starting during Friday evening rush hour and lasting until the early hours of Saturday.
That just stop people leaving at the weekend?
I really don't know, but I mean, if they get as many people
stop
as they
people
got,
going home.
I don't know whether anybody's seen the pictures online of the supposed Nigel Farage's march to, they're walking from Jarrow to.
Is this a pro Brexit or an anti Brexit group?
Well, who knows?
Well, I think it's pro. I think it's pro. I think the problem is they think, I think it's pro. I can only assume. I really don't know what on earth they think. You know,
gain any friends?
Totally. Yeah.
Not too much to report, really, Chairman, because you've had a lot of communications from our communications team at South Hams about different things, Perda and whatever. So I'll leave it at that. Peter wants to say anything, he can. There are food plan issues going on in the area, but not affecting this parish, so we will leave it at that.
Thank you very much.
No, I am not a great deal to add, Chairman. As I said, glad to be able to have the opportunity to come.
Thank you very much for attending, anyway.
Yeah.
Very good. I don't believe we've got any other reports, have we? Planning, we do have one.
Do you want to put in a report on the planning decision that you made? Because I think we haven't at the minute stated that we.
Well, we did have a site meeting at Lower Green,
and you made the decision.
Slade, and I can't actually remember the exact wording of how we put it, but this was.
I can find it.
Well, I can just about remember the gist of it. We had this, obviously, site meeting at Lower Green Slade. With regards to the application of a permanent agricultural workers' dwelling, I have a feeling that I
can't remember the exact wording of it, but I think we objected on the basis that it, where it was proposed to be sited, was quite obtrusive, and we felt the size of it was, you know, about as big as it could be, really, and we just felt that it might be, well, not a nice one, but just very evident both ways. Can't remember the exact wording, but I mean, we did make recommendations that it could be resited a bit further down the hill,
yeah,
where it wouldn't be quite so obvious.
And landscaping wasn't it, I think.
Landscaping
was
mentioned actually by the agent,
which
kind of led me to think that she was aware that we were going to object, really. So that was the gist of it, I think.
Could I add to that? I have seen somewhere, I've forgotten where I've seen it, but it's been referred back anyway by planning, I believe, for...
Yeah, they've asked for more time to make a decision.
Planning.
Obviously, they've gone back to our
Well, I don't
but know. I can't tell you what.
No, it's not to do with that, but I have seen that somewhere. I'm not sure where. Right, other planning.
So, just the one?
Just the one. It's very local. It's 50 yards away. Right, 100 yards.
So, household application to construct new garage for residential purposes and replace existing swimming pool. Barnford.
Does anyone know where Barnford is? And it's 100 yards from here.
I
couldn't find it.
Is it? Opposite the shops?
Yeah.
No, higher up.
Skinner's.
Yeah. Oh, Skinner's.
Yeah. Behind
Skinner's
place.
Yeah. Sean Cunningham.
The house was built
yeah.
about 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I had no idea it was called Barnford.
No, I didn't know it was called Barnford.
The agent is Mr. David Vlasic. Wildlife, geology, and invasive species report. And here we have pictures.
We're going to miss this for April onwards.
Do what?
You're only going to have it on a laptop for April onwards, and then only if I can make machine work.
Let's be fair, most of the drawings don't have much basis in truth anyway.
Are we visiting that?
What goes
that?
I'm
sorry. We should have told you about that.
So there's not a garage there.
I challenge anybody to argue against that statement.
Is there a garage there at the moment? Except the one at the front?
Yeah, the one
near the house? I haven't seen one.
No, there's no garage there.
Right.
No, it's a replacement pool and a building of a garage.
Replacement
of the pool with another pool? I would have thought the wording makes it sound as if the pool is going to be taken away and the garage is going to be put in its place.
Good idea, maybe.
I don't think that could be it, actually. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that looks like...
Because there is a swimming pool there, isn't it?
Yeah,
so that's...
Yeah,
so they're
like
going to put the garage there.
Over the
Yeah.
Is the pool going?
Yeah. I can understand that. Never warm enough here for a pool.
Go down the North Hewish route and have a hot tub in full view of everybody. As long as you're not screaming, you're all right, I suppose.
Most of the
it's a shame they're not
going to
do this one.
Never seen it used, thank God.
Development was a big
well, that was going to be another house, wasn't
yeah.
it? But it ran out of
I keep dishing these out at you. There's lots of them.
But they all seem to be covering the same
ground. Well, that's because it's very existing and proposed. This is existing.
Mm. Well, this is a bit more useful.
That's existing, showing the swimming pool, and those are the proposed showing the gallery.
Old bakery there.
It's exactly the same.
So this is the house.
Yeah.
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 That's possibly more useful
right.
in the sense that it shows you where it is.
It must be just that little bit there. Yeah, I can understand them doing that, can't you, really?
Yes, this gives a light to it because this says that the swimming pool is going to be infilled
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and the garage is going to be replaced as system says
he
on top of it.
It's an inspection pick.
I'm feeling exactly the same thing. You've got a fuel purpose.
Yes, exactly.
For an extra cellar.
Yes. In case of cyclones.
Let's not.
How'd you get them parking down here? That's
why'd you get into the garage?
A massive garage.
Lower them with
a workshop.
No, the men with a higher, I think.
Just showing the
size of the garage.
They have a relatively small garage door for a very large garage door.
Perhaps they put a utility room in there, you know, put all the.
I mean,
it's
the. It's replacing something that's already there. I mean, it is surrounded by other houses. I mean,
yeah.
I would assume if anybody of the neighbours objects, then.
Mind you, they may not even see the plans. That's
well, there is a plan that measures up there. So.
Yeah, in church walk, I wondered.
They probably have put something up on a pole.
They always
do.
If you
think
there is a sign
about it,
bottom of my lane.
Church walk is here.
Yeah.
And I bet they did put a planning notice there at all.
But there would be one in the village somewhere.
Yeah,
the pole.
Well, it would be visible to the neighbours.
Yeah,
for
the
ones on the church door, but it's empty.
So, do we have any thoughts, observations?
Seems the most sensible thing to do with a swimming
yes.
pool these days.
Yes.
They've got tunnels and they haven't got a garage.
Mm. I mean,
it's replacing, it's on the footprint.
Mm. Yeah. The face of it seems okay, and as I say, I mean, if the neighbours have any problems with it, then they can just slice up.
Yeah.
Haven't found a thing.
Objections.
Yeah. There is one. Something to get somewhere.
Anyone come across the thing?
No.
The thing that we signed to say yes, no, or don't know.
I don't think it's the extension to the
Oh, there it is.
Left out the end bit that we haven't
interest
in this.
Well, I can do a different thing.
So, what is the general consensus in that case?
Support.
Okay. So. Idea. Correspondence. Have we got anything other than that email?
Yeah, a couple of little bits.
Do those first.
One bit of information. Well, not information. I need your advice, please, on what to do. The South Hams have sent a note saying that if the parish or if the district council election isn't contested for this area, then they want to know whether we want poll cards to be sent out in our name. If the district council is contested, the seats here, then poll cards will go out anyway.
It will be,
so we don't need to worry about
it. Definitely, because there are other candidates.
Right. It's just that
chasing us around.
Yeah, they're not here tonight.
It would be quite an expensive thing for us to pick up on that.
We've seen them all here as well.
So you know there is
have
right,
you?
And that's all that matters with that one because I think we needed to decide whether or not to have poll cards for ourselves, which I think would probably be an expensive luxury. Right. So that's got that done.
We had an email, I expect everybody's seen this probably, unfortunately it was just after the last meeting, and it was addressed to the parish council, and it related to a proposed meeting of the Mudbury House at the Avon Inn today actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we, because of the timeline, we got back to this lady and said we would address it at the next meeting, which we're going to have to do anyway. the meet has actually been called off anyway, so in that sense it is irrelevant. I do think we should respond to it because, as far as I can see, it's a broadside aimed at the parish council as much as it's about hunting. I would welcome anybody's thoughts on it. I mean, I have a couple of things I'd quite like to say about it, if I'm not overstepping my mandate. I don't want to be like Speaker without a comment, right?
It's not something that the parish council gives a licence to do.
Well, shall I read it and then just refresh it?
We're reading it on
I mean,
day.
It is. Well, slightly oddly worded in my view. Anyway, it says parish council. This was sent on 13th of February. As a resident of Avonwick, I'm appalled and disgusted that you are allowing and encouraging criminal activities to take place in Avonwick. Fox hunting is illegal, although there is clearly a blatant disregard for the law, as someone has given them permission to meet at the Avon Inn on Tuesday of March the 19th. What next? Turning a blind eye as someone's house is burgled, or dismissing a rape or mugging as it was committed by the local gentry? This is how illegal activities become prolific. If you allow one, you allow them all. I would like you to consider speaking to the person who's hosting this group of criminals to reconsider offering permission. Absolutely disgusting behaviour from those deemed to live in a civilised society. I look forward to your prompt reply, Helen Riley. I mean, I don't know whether I'm out of order in speaking first, but I mean, there are so many irrelevancies in many ways and inaccuracies in others. I mean, first of all, as a parish council, we have no jurisdiction over what people do on private land. Certainly, that doesn't mean that we can allow or disallow anything. And as for encouraging criminal activities, I think that's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I suspect that privately, in terms of hunting, there are many different sort of views held by members of the parish council, which, frankly, have nothing to do with the public or anybody else. Fox hunting is illegal. Well, yes, technically it is. I mean, people trail hunt in this day and age. If they don't trail hunt, then it's up to the police to find out that they are trail hunting. So, I mean, it isn't illegal to hunt as long as it's done within the terms of the Hunting Act. So I think that takes care of the second paragraph. From the next paragraph, I really don't know quite how you respond to that. I mean, this person seems to think we're living in the Middle Ages. Burgling, rape and mugging by the local gentry, I don't know whether we're supposed to be the local gentry quite, but...
Chairman, can I say something? I'd take offence to this.
I think this
lady needs to come in and...
I think she should come in person, quite honestly, but I doubt that she will.
She's accusing us. She's accusing the parish council. All members of the parish council, and I think we need to take this a bit further.
I think it's appalling, and that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I think we are being slandered, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether this person sees herself as a class activist or whatever, but I mean, I think it's the same person that accused us not so very long ago of being anti-animal over a different issue. There are issues with this person who I think, he who is without sin shouldn't cast the first stone, frankly.
But do you think that there may be an issue? It may simply be a question before we get on our own high horses. That she may have misunderstood the role of the parish council and our ability to police this issue.
It's the phraseology. It is the inference that I find so offensive. I mean, there are so many inaccuracies in here that it's laughable. I mean, the thing about illegal activities is laughable. Us allowing it is laughable. Encouraging it is even more laughable. And when we get to the local gentry raping and pillaging, I mean, I don't know quite how you respond to that, frankly.
I don't know who they are.
I think it is very offensive.
Yeah, it is.
And if the person in this instance has got the guts to come down and see us, then I think she shouldn't be sending emails like this.
Well, are you sure it is a bona fide member of
the Oh,
it is. Yeah. It's not a setup.
Right.
Would you like me to invite her to our next meeting?
She says in this, she looks forward to reading the minutes in the next meeting, so she can read the minutes and she can make up her own mind, frankly. I don't think we want to create conflict, but if she wants to come and exercise herself down here, she's more than welcome.
So you'd like that written in the minutes rather than written to her?
Yes, because I don't think it's relevant. The meet didn't take place.
I think we all shared that we're aggrieved by the tone of her letter.
Yeah, I think it's slanderous.
It is.
I mean, presumably we ought to make a formal reply to her about this.
Well, I did reply to her saying that
we said that we would be addressing it at the next meeting. I mean, the meet didn't take place, so the substance of what she's going on about, there's nothing to reply to. That's
true, but there are other meets may take place at the parish, which I imagine would elicit a similar response.
Well, there has been another meet to replace this one, which happened last week. You haven't had a response about that. I mean, there have been meets for time immemorial, and this is the only one we've actually had. Whether it was going to take place in the public recently set up, I don't know. But to send a letter like that, I
quite agree. The tone of that letter is not appropriate. But perhaps it would be wise for us to send a measured and calm response.
Well, maybe we should encourage her to read the minutes.
Not necessarily that, but simply to state what we have said, that the council does not have any control over that, that the council does not condone illegal activities, the council does not promote those activities.
Yeah.
Just make it clear exactly where we stand
in
a completely dispassionate way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Otherwise,
it may be taken as a hostile
response by the council.
From experience, all they want to do is to drag you in.
Mm.
They want to drag you in and then, you know. I mean, because they wrote to us a couple of years ago, they wrote to both of us about the meet in South Brent, didn't they? Complaining about how it blocked the road and etc. And what were we going to do about stopping, we just wrote back and said, it was nothing to do with us and left it at that, really. And I mean, I can appreciate totally how you feel. Because but at the end of the day, you know, all these people really want is to, you know, they love an ongoing, fight. So I would, for what it's worth, I would, write back, explaining what you've just said, and sort of draw a line under it.
Really.
Because all they want is to keep the pot boiling.
Keep the pot boiling,
or the pot boiling.
What if you'd like to compose a letter?
I was thinking of an email.
Email, whatever.
If we sent an email with your name on it, but with your parish council email address.
Yeah, sure.
Can you have your name?
Yeah.
I'll send it to
you.
Would you
like to compose it? It might be more temperate than me.
Would you like to draft a response?
Mm-hmm.
I'll draw up a draft and send it circulated for further consideration.
It's more than fair. Thank
you. Right, the only other. You won't be interested in this. The only other correspondence with a pile of paper that you may or may not want to pick up, there's one each. Interestingly, we do have notices to put out on Thursday. They mustn't go out before Thursday, because Thursday's the day of obligation. The notices tell the general public they can get one of these from me. I have seven of them. And I'm assuming that my seven copies will go to the seven people who will take them from me first, i.e. people that are sitting here in this room.
Except the two that aren't.
So if they want to get copies of the general public, the other alternative for them is to go to North 2 Folleston House and get them there.
Or download them online, but
they are told anyway, they can get it from me or get it from Folleston House or download it. But I think it's a bit silly giving me seven copies, one for each councillor that's here, assuming each councillor wants to reapply for the position. Those copies are gone. I can imagine people approaching me for things I want to know. But anyway, do take your copies, please, and, assuming you want them.
So, I think we're on to finance. There's one.
Yeah. Right.
Finance.
Nothing much has happened since that. Oh, yeah, well, a little bit's happened. We had a wonderful income of 32 pence. You must get somewhere in the region of £3 something every year of money in that bank account.
Indeed.
And we've had two bits of expenditure that have gone through this month, although they were paid out the month before. Mr. Whittacombe, £72, and the pads for the machine, £91.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take our carry forward balance of 7,142 pence and 22 pence, by the time we've added on 32p and taken out 163p and 20 pence, we end up with £6,979 and 34 pence, which looks as though it would be the money carried forward to next year now, because I don't know of any other bills coming in unless Mr. Whittington's going to go on me.
Are we due to meet in April?
No.
Right, then the one set of there are two sets of defibrillator pads in the defibrillator. One for adults, which is the ones we replaced after they were used. There is also a set of child-sized pads.
Right.
They are due to expire at the end of April.
Could I ask, from a purely convenient point of view, that we order and pay for them on the first day of May?
They could be ordered before.
It's April 5th, isn't it, the day the budgets are drawn up? It's always at the end of April, I can't remember. What I don't want to do, if I can, is pay for money between now and April, because money's hanging around in the air then. And
but they need to be got.
That they will still work.
Yeah.
4 days.
Well, they're not going to pack up on the last day of the week.
No.
Well, unless you buy, buys them.
Well, we could order them.
And then you reimburse, you reimburse the member of the council.
But we could order them anyway towards the end of April, and the bill won't come through till May anyway. It's just that it's a bit of a pain when you've got money going through the end of year balance, particularly with these stupid things you have to send off to people.
And they should be at a lower price than the adult.
Oh, good. But do you want a proposal that the pads should be purchased as and when necessary? And that's it from finance. It isn't. Sorry.
You were going on about play part. Crack on.
Right, if we can come back to play part now. I want to talk about it under finance, because I want to present you with a situation that I'm not happy with. And you referred to it earlier on, Councillor. Up until this year, we've paid Southampton District Council £120. We started off £80, it went up to 100, then up to 120. This year it went up to £240 for the play park to be inspected and insured. And up until this year, every month, the locality officer has come along to the play park, has inspected it, has sent us a little report at the end of each inspection, and if any action is necessary, we've taken it. Very little action has been necessary because it's new equipment and it hasn't needed it. This year we haven't had a single report from our locality officer. I have no idea whether he's been there or not.
When you say this year, do you mean
since last April?
Well,
yeah. Now, my feeling is that I ought to be writing to Southampton District Council asking for the £240 back, because they haven't completed their side of the contract. That's over for you to consider.
I'm thinking back. Because I certainly used to see them, because they used to do the same at Rattray. I must admit, I've probably not seen one.
Do you want me to find out?
I mean, then
you know.
We could always apply for the money back in April.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter when or May. It's just that I feel that if they haven't provided
services,
it's a damn cheap to take money from
them. They're still insured, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't see any insurance policy.
Well, you must get an inspection from Allianz.
We've always had one in the past in April of each year, so it's a bit early for that.
Yes.
But I don't know whether they've even included us on the insurance schedule. We know nothing. We paid the money and owed nothing.
If you've always been on it and you've paid the money, then I can't believe it.
Except that I had to push them to send me a bill for the money this year. They they were pretty reluctant.
Yes,
they were pretty reluctant to have anything to do
I'll
with us this
year. All right, we will find
but
out.
But if that £240 means
yeah,
for nothing, then that's
no,
a waste of money.
We will inquire.
Yeah.
Well, also, we used to have regular recommendations about what
yes,
we had to
we
do.
Haven't
yeah.
had anything.
And we haven't had
anything.
You know, safety
yeah.
of gate fixings.
And we know that
the
gate was broken that had been repaired
well, yeah,
anyway,
because
we took that
ourselves.
On ourselves.
Yeah.
And I sabotaged some
yeah,
of the equipment.
In fact, I mended the gate again. When I went to pick up the litter, I found the gate needed mending again, and I mended it.
Yeah.
So they haven't mentioned
our,
that
ours
or
is
done
the same,
that at all?
Because yeah.
Those gates get broken regularly.
They're very particular
yeah.
about the... Because they've got a spring closed,
yeah.
and they mustn't spring close too fast.
But the springs don't
so
work
they've never
no.
commented
no.
on that. They've never given us a report to say
really
about
yeah.
anything.
I don't know.
They
anyway, that's one
that.
Side of the paper.
Okay, right.
The other side, and this is something you picked up yourselves 2 months back, I think, now. Our own insurance company will insure us for accidental damage to, or personal damage to folk using the paper, as long as we carry out certain basic inspections, and you agreed that it would be a good idea for councillors to...
We're going to have a rota,
yes.
aren't we?
Well, what I've done... I'm sorry... I lie. Mm. What Councillor Luscombe has done has drawn up a set of thoughts concerning this.
I mean, it's only a, you know, if we want to try it out for a few months and evaluate it, and if it's no good, we can change it around.
Secret.
You've got to knock three times.
That was probably
and then deploy the special handshake.
That's right.
well, let's just finish on this first. So we have a template for a monthly checklist. I think we even went so far as to. 4 minutes, the start of a kind of rotor. I can't remember where we got with that.
We wait and see if we're elected.
Well, yes, you wanted to wait and make sure
true.
We're elected. Now, the only thing is, you ought to start this in April from an insurance point of view.
I have a strong suspicion that we elected the councillors that aren't here tonight to start the thing off.
Well,
it would be logical to do
yeah.
it in alphabetical order.
Yes.
Well, would it be logical to do it in alphabetical order?
Absolutely.
Actually, that would be time-honoured fashion.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So we need to get this to Councillor Bell.
I will undertake, if I can take this with me, can
yeah.
I will undertake.
I can send you the file as well if you want.
No, I'll just take this. Thank you. I will undertake to contact Councillor Bell and seek his opinion on this.
What I was going to do. Let's get one of these, I don't know how you describe them, these little plastic files that, you know, it's a sort of dark colour underneath, clear colour on top, and they just flip open,
yeah.
and that would pin into it,
mm-hmm.
so that it could be useful.
Ongoing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if we start with B in April, and I don't know what comes after B, could it be G, if you're elected?
Well, that's up to the electorate. what comes after May? What comes after March? For that matter. I will contact Councillor Bell and I will.
And from that point on, we won't be bothering South Hams because
right.
A, it goes up every year, and last year was a massive jump, and B, covered by our insurance anyway, as long as we inspect.
But we'll find out of it the last one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And if they've obviously got reports, so we'd like to have them. If they've done it every month, they must have a report because they have to.
The only thing I can think, whether our locality officer, Richard Elliman, he's been poorly.
For a year.
No, nothing. On and off. So.
But even so, if it's
no,
a child's play
yeah,
area,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
someone
yeah.
else should step
yeah.
in for that.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll find out.
Thank you. If I could invite a report from County Councillor Hossley. Thank you very much for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me in. I have just three sort of brief sort of general information items to mention to you this evening. The first is LED street lighting. We are continuing to replace our traditional street lighting with LED powered street lighting. We have saved so far £850,000 in the 5 years since we started that programme, and we will therefore be continuing to roll it out as quickly as our capital budget allows in future. The police precept, you may well have received a leaflet by now identifying what has been achieved, but just very briefly, there's an increase in £24 for the average band D property, and the result of resulting from which we will actually be having a further 85 full-time police officers in Devon and Somerset, and no, it's Devon and Cornwall, isn't it?
Yeah.
And 46 less PCSOs. That's the net result of this particular proposal. So we do have a net gain of something of the order of 40.
So could you explain how 85 turns into 40?
Because of the PCSOs, they're going.
85 more full-time, 46 less PCSOs.
Oh, they're going. Sorry.
Yeah.
And will they be on the streets, or are they going to be sort of cybercrime and things?
Very good question. I'm sure that we will see more evidence of them on the streets, but cybercrime is an important part of our work too.
I forgot what they look like.
Broadband is the next item. We have received a report from CDS to say that they are pleased with the progress of their programme. Over 300,000 homes and businesses throughout the Devon and Somerset area have been connected to superfast broadband. The take-up rate is about 54%, which means that it's in excess of what was anticipated when the original BT contract was awarded, which means that the gain share agreement that they've entered into has produced several millions of pounds, which will be invested in further extension of the system. There's a £6 million additional extension by BT in the system now planned as a result of that, which is good news. Airband is making an excellent progress, particularly on Dartmoor, and it has provided 16,000 homes and businesses across Mid, North and West Devon to 16,000 at the current time, and they're planning a further extension of that through to June 2020 to reach 5,000 hard-to-reach properties in Dartmoor and Exmoor National Park.
So what's Airband? Just another way of getting internet, is it?
Absolutely.
By satellite or something, is it?
It's actually a microwave transmission system.
Oh, right.
Which goes by direct line of sight, if you like.
Oh, okay.
GigaClear is not doing quite so well, but they're still working hard to try and produce on their contract, which is the extra 5% of the 90% availability. They're contracted to provide 47,810 homes and businesses with access to full fibre broadband, which is significantly faster, even than super fast. But they are running behind a little at this moment in time.
Any news on better telephone reception? Because it's no
mobile
silch, mobile phone, it's no of silch down here. You can never, when a bank actually sends you a code, you're lost.
Yeah, sure. The short answer on that is I've no news of any scheme being rolled out as yet, although I did have an indication several months ago now, must be 6 months ago, that another scheme to try and improve coverage was going to be launched.
Right.
Yeah, but it hasn't as yet. We've got no details.
Is that the same, the whole of Avonwick?
A lot of Avonwick. There is just no reception whatsoever.
Because you're blank from the transmitter.
We're definitely blank, yes.
Yeah, from the transmitter at Marley Thack, I suppose it wouldn't get down here. It
certainly doesn't.
No.
I think the recent message, North Hewish, improved it for some areas, but
right.
Yeah. If you go down, I mean, for us, if we go down the drive or right down the road, we can get it.
Yeah.
We can't get it here. I mean, might be a money spinner for us if we put one on the top of the cross.
Good idea.
Good idea.
That's a reasonable rent.
course. We need money to keep it going.
Well, Airban would do it, would possibly. Because they do it on some churches, etc. Because Rattray's actually got Airban, because being that much closer to the moor, we can get the we can get a sort of system which, you know, because it's sort of very local, it's sort of line of sight, you know, it's only relatively short distances.
Right.
But they did. They put in a couple of transmitters, which means that you can get the Airban internet in Rattray. They also put in, because the power supply to one of the transmitters comes from the village hall, they put free Wi-Fi in the village hall, which is quite handy. But then they've done that across pretty much all of Dartmoor, haven't they?
Free Wi-Fi
in village halls.
I try to remember the name of the company that tried to roll it out. What was the mobile infrastructure project, the MIP project, a few years ago, which put up very few additional masts around in the villages that had bad reception. That project was cancelled about a third of the way through because the company that was rolling it out, their contracts were not very acceptable to most people, I think it's fair to say. There is a possibility that there will be a similar type of scheme rolled out, but as I say, I have no details of that at this moment.
Thank you very much. We've got highway matters?
We were going to have litter cleared, weren't we, from the slip road off the A38, but we were going to wait because all the work and everything that was
done.
I wonder whether we could ask whether they could litter pick
on
the slip road.
That came up at a meeting on last Thursday, and that's going to be done.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Good. And along to Avonwick, or just the slip road?
Along to Avonwick as well.
Oh, brilliant. That's good.
I have a bit of a purge, apparently.
Thank you.
That'd be great.
Anything else on highways? Items for future meetings? Covered most things, I think. To agree the day of the next meeting, 7th of May. May see you here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When are the elections?
May this.
Second. Is it?
Yeah.
May 2nd.
Yeah. Oh, that could be an interesting meeting.
I know it's here anyway. A letter saying, can we have it here again? So I'm pretty sure it will be the Thursday, the 2nd.
I'll just check these things.
I think so, thank you.